the shadow.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ParaX, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Welcome to another Monday night here on the Shadows Radio. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Sven.
Sven?
I mean Bill. Wait, that was... Okay, sorry. That was the other show.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Happy Monday, Rebecca.
Happy Monday to you. I don't think I'm allowed to do that because it's under copyright for somebody.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. Yes, it is Monday, middle of March. Wow.
It is.
Middle of March. I'm still freezing my butt off.
It wasn't anyway. Too bad this weekend.
No.
We actually went to two zoos this weekend. We went to Elmwood Park, and then we went to the Philadelphia Zoo. Hmm. And we walked around, and the kids played, and they got to go out in the sunshine, which is exciting.
Yeah, right. It's not supposed to be too bad next week, so. Anyway.
Yes.
So we are in, like I said, the middle of March is National Napping Day, which is, I wish somebody would have told me that earlier.
Yeah, for real.
I know, right? This one cracked me up. Everything you think is wrong day.
Oh, it's a day for you.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Our listeners in Kansas, it is your day. Happy Kansas Day. And National Shoe the World Day. So... if you know somebody that doesn't have any shoes, get them some shoes, please. Anyway, and this week, just so you know, it is St. Patrick's Day this week. So that is...
It is. My daughter's very excited to be a leprechaun at school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and you did miss Pi Day yesterday. That's on the list of things.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah, 3.14. And it's also your favorite holiday, which we're not allowed to mention for censor issues.
True. Yep. But I will say the steak was very good. anyway, tomorrow's National Everything You Do Is Right Day.
Okay.
So, just so you know that.
So if you did it wrong today, you can do it right tomorrow?
That's, I guess, how it goes together. So
those
are my stupid days of the week, as it were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and we can all celebrate that I'm getting my Jeef, what's it called? The 5G Microsoft Great. Tracker. I finally got an appointment somewhere. I'm very excited.
What the heck is that?
The COVID shot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, what is the conspiracy theory? I get the COVID tracker. I'm going to grow a third arm, all that kind of stuff, so...
Yeah.
Finally got an appointment somewhere, so that's exciting.
Good luck with that.
Rain's actually getting his second one on the 17th, so he's going to drink green beer to celebrate his shot. I heard the second one's rough.
That's what I've been hearing too, so yeah. I don't really want to stand in line for that one, but that's my personal choice. Because my body is a temple of rum.
I say you're a temple to which spirit and liquor?
Yeah, rum and cigars. So. Yeah. Anyway. So, tonight, Rebecca...
Yes. I remembered this time.
She allowed me to dabble into the alien artifact night, which we don't do a lot of. And, yeah, it's very, you know, unproven. But, you know, theories everywhere. Conspiracies and theories, put it that way. So, if you're in a chat room tonight... And if you're listening, go into the chat room and give us your ideas, give us your comments, any sillies. I don't care. Just get in there and do something, you know?
Get on it.
So we're going to talk about the ancient alien factor. I should say, or conspiracies.
Okay.
We talked about the other week about the 10 military bases that, other than Roswell, that have been known to have alien sightings or UFO sightings. And we kind of got into a little bit of retrospect to where this all came from. But, I mean, you can go throughout history. I mean, we can go back, you know, those 10 bases. Then you go back to all the stories of abductions and in the 50s and, the, you know, whatever. And so I figure maybe we'll go on the backside and see where, you know, some people say this all started coming from in recorded history. Now, you know, so do you have anything that you need to say before I go and babble?
I'm going to be super blunt from the start.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow a lot of alien stuff, mostly right. because I don't think that we know what we're talking about. And I think that a lot of things that are attributed to aliens are misattributed. But in the effort of fair sportsmanship, I have agreed to play nice and
right.
let you run with this one. So apologies in advance if I laugh.
No, it's fine because I laugh at them too. Some of them.
It's almost like talking about Zach Bagans. Sorry, go ahead. Well, then,
yeah, I was going to look that up and see what he says, but there's nothing on ancient aliens. It's just aliens and super paranormal goes with. So, anyway, so I'm just going to go on a brief history as we know it about Egypt. Now, the three pyramids of Giza were designed as monumental tombs for the pharaohs, which were, of course, for the kings of Egypt. To house their bodies after their death to help them achieve eternal life in the afterworld. Each was made for a different pharaoh. King Khufu built the Great Pyramid, which is the biggest one, around 2550 BC. King Khafre built the second pyramid around 2520, and King Menkaure built the third, smallest of the three, about 2940 BC. So that's a pretty long time ago. And I just lost my spot. Although there were passageways and chambers inside each pyramid, the structures are mostly solid stone, or so they think. They were designed to be permanently sealed after the bodies of the pharaohs were placed inside. Neither the inside nor the outside of the pyramid had any public function other than to memorialize the powerful king buried inside. So there were no, like, places to, you know, give their bodies to the sun gods or whatever. But as impressive as they look today, the Giza pyramids were even more striking when first built. Originally, the four faces of each pyramid were covered with a smooth layer of bright white limestone blocks that would have gleamed and glittered in the sunlight, which would have been totally awesome to see. After the casing blocks fell or were stripped over hundreds of years, many were hauled away and used to build mosques and houses in the city of Cairo nearby. Even in ancient Egyptian times, the Giza pyramids were antiques. They were more than thousands of years old in the time of King Tutankhamun. The largest pyramid of Giza is the only one of the seven wonders of the ancient world that remains to this day. It is a sight that amazes, you know, everybody goes and looks at it, which, you know, I think someday that is one of the places I really wouldn't mind going to see. Excuse me. But let's go on to E.T. and the pyramids.
Yeah, so what does E.T. have to do with some guy's giant monument to his self-greatness?
Well, that, you know, stems from the fact that that is where they were placed to go to the afterlife to their gods.
Mm-hmm.
So their gods would have, you know, some considered gods to be aliens. So anyway, the most prominent conspiracy theory states that the Great Pyramids were built with the aid of extraterrestrial technology. Other conspiracies believe that UFO imparted construction knowledge of ancient Egypt in order to raise the monstrous structures. Now, the tallest of the three pyramids, the Great Pyramid of Khufu, looms over the city below at the height of 455 feet. That's pretty dang big. The pyramid is estimated to be built around 2,300,000 meticulously chiseled stone blocks.
Meticulously chiseled. That's just how I describe some people I know.
That's me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Which weigh in about 50 tons. So, I mean, I'll keep going before I make any. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Whatever. In 2001, Dr. Viktor Ivanovich, a former scientist for Russia's Kremlin, spectacularly claimed that the KGB found ancient alien remains inside the Great Pyramid. So Russia was in the pyramids. Yeah. Speaking candidly in a bizarre documentary on the subject of the pyramids' supposed alien origins, the scientists argued that the knowledge was stored in a KGB archive as early as 1961. Now, I never heard of that one, but, you know, hey, you never know. He said the presence of the creature and the design of the pyramids and the whole pool of the historical and scientific evidence shows that this particular visitation took place about 11,000 years B.C. The and on the History Channel, of course, the series Ancient Aliens, conspiracy theorists went to one step further by claiming alien visitors also built the pyramids on Antarctica. But we won't go to Antarctica tonight. But anyway, yeah, because
we did a whole show on Antarctica and some of the conspiracies about that.
I don't think I was around for that one yet.
You were, but that's okay.
Was I?
Hmm.
Anyway, so conspiracy theory author David Childress. Oh, come on. I'm sorry. This computer keeps on moving me down. Holy crap.
Technical difficulties.
No, it's my finger.
Fat fingers. I thought you were, what did you say? You were defined and chiseled and what was it?
I know. I got one finger that I poked the hole in three times this week, and I'm very, you know, not happy about that.
Okay.
And anyway, so he said the gigantic pyramid in Antarctica, an artificial structure, would probably be the oldest pyramid on the planet. Okay, so that's the part on that. Another conspiracy also show all the way around the world we have evidence of pyramid structures and also the possibility that there was habitation in Antarctica. Was it a lost civilization or ancient alien astronauts? Now, if you remember, they're, you know, it depends on how far back that they're looking at. We were one great landmass at one time. So, you know, and then some people say the poles flipped and whatever. So, anyway, I just wanted to add to that a little bit. So, the Egyptian pyramids, I know you're not into all the alien stuff or anything.
No, but I love Egypt. I was a huge Egypt nerd.
Just the thing of a 50-ton stone,
mm-hmm.
and that being 450 feet in height, how the hell did they do that? I mean, on their own. I mean, if you want to think in conspiracy, yeah. I mean, you'd think there was some kind of help somewhere.
So, conspiracy-wise, if we're going to go that way, then yes, I can see where the idea of somebody with, like, a laser beam just goes, womp, womp, boom, and, like, picks it up and drops it down. It has to make that noise, too, like a, you know. You also can't see me doing, like, the weird crane game arm. Like, again, I'm also doing that.
We got to do video sometime so we know what we're doing.
So but anyway. You can watch me make stupid faces and gestures while we're talking, yes. But I've also seen several documentaries where they've done experiments saying, you know, here, if we make a ramp at this angle, X number of bodies could literally push a 50-ton stone up this incline.
Right, and there was some that were showing how they built the sands up at each level.
Yep, and made it.
So it became level. Then they dug the sands back again. So,
I mean, there are human elements to it. I understand the mystique of, like, you know, just the idea that, you know, there's this huge towering structure above the sands that obviously was put there somehow, and it was a great, you know, engineering feat to be done in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can see how the kind of, you know, if you're not aware of some of the possibilities of, you know, physics and geometry and some of those things and engineering, you might have to go, oh, mystical. And especially when you consider, you know, the ancient Egyptians were around, you know, thousands of years. Then we hit this dark period where people somehow forgot, like, a large chunk of all the advances that we had learned. Like, we just kind of were like, oh, yeah. It was like a reboot kind of thing. So
right. So you can see both sides of the spectrum, though. You got people who think, you know, how did they get that knowledge? How did they get that geometry? How did they get that? Oh, we must have been taught by a higher culture. You know what I mean? And then you look at the other way around. It's like, well, you know, yeah, they figured out how to build a ramp, you know?
So, yep.
Right. So that's how the discussion kind of goes on. The next stop on our trip is Pumapunku. And this one I always thought was fascinating. I would really love to go see these. They're the large ancient temple complex in Bolivia. Pumapunku, I'm going to skip through that, contains some of the largest known stones in the world, many of which weigh more than 100 tons each. For this reason, they argue that that, as with the pyramids, aliens must have helped the ancient Bolivian people with their architectural pursuits. Some of the stones also include intricate decoration and stonework, and is unknown how this was achieved, given the limited technology believed that would have existed back then. Now, these stones are carved and chiseled in perfect geometry. I mean, they look like they would just slide together with, you know, not even a fraction of an inch, you know, like building blocks, like, you know, we give our kids, you know?
Yep.
They're amazing. So it's like, okay, well, these cultures, you know, thousands of years old, how did they have the tools and techniques to do these without chisel marks and without saw marks? You know, we look at saw marks like we would saw it with a diamond tip blade or something.
Yeah.
But they're amazing. But yes, there could be, you know, an answer to that, you know, other than aliens or a higher power or something like that, but yet they still have found no tools that would have given them the ability to do that. So, aliens.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So you think it's... No, I'm listening. I am processing. I am not arguing. No. Legitimately, I mean, I can see where some of these things find basis, you know?
Right.
I can see where people who, I guess, I'm going to say want to believe, could but definitely take this piece and be like, look at all these reasons why, you know? It has to be this way.
It's just so hard to believe that thousands of years ago that there was such intricate work being done that didn't take thousands of years to make. I mean, these, and then on top of that, these stones are just sitting there. Like, there was no rhyme or reason. There's no, they're not connected. They're not with any structure. They're just there.
Yeah.
It's like, no reason. So it's like, okay, why, what, how, who? We probably will never know. We can pretend that we can make up stuff all day long, but interesting, yes. Unproven, of course, you know, but part of the ancient alien culture. Eric Van Doniken and of course, my buddy Giorgio. you know, aliens. That's it.
It's all alien.
It's all aliens. That's the only thing that bugs me about the shows. You know, it's like, you know, what's that group, MUFON? Yeah, everything's an alien.
Well, it's just like everything's a demon in the paranormal.
That's true. Yeah. Yes, Zach. The Moai of Easter Island.
Oh, those are cool looking.
They are cool looking. But the impressive Moai of Easter Island are another major mystery. Who are they? How are they built and by whom? This island's in the middle of nowhere. The theory is that they represent aliens that once visited the island, and that the aliens also may have helped them construct them. However, a new archaeological theory claims that they have been humanly possible for the Polynesians to have constructed these impressive statues, minus aliens' help by using complicated rope and slope techniques. Okay, well, that makes sense. Why? I mean, these things do not look like humans. They're all over the island. They still think they have not found them all. When they found initially, it was only like partial of the head sticking out or something like that. And then they basically, you know, dug the rest of them out. And there's still some that they are digging around. Another, not conspiracy, but another factorial thing that they had discussed was that island was filled with trees at one time, and basically it's a treeless island now, and they used all their natural resources up, and that's why there's no culture there anymore. There's nothing left, so they left the island or died on there. But yeah, and as far as it being a Polynesian settlement, I did see a documentary about that, how, and I don't get it, how, you know, they didn't have ships or sailing vessels. They had canoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going across half an ocean in these canoes. It's like, hey, you guys got some balls. I mean, you know, really. I'm seriously.
Well, hunger drives people to do amazing things.
That's true. Yep. I ordered a cheesesteak the other night because I just wanted one. I had to wait an hour. I was mad. Anyway, that has nothing to do with aliens.
I would say that is relevant.
Well, you said hunger makes you do weird things.
It is true. Hunger does make you do weird things.
Okay. Well, let's get off the planet Earth for a minute then.
Okay.
How about
There are definitely Mars? Aliens in space.
How about Mars?
Okay.
Now.
How about it?
We have seen so many things on this where, you know, you see the face on Mars. You know, we've seen that with the Hubble telescope, with all these different rovers and satellites that we have over there. And, of course, it was explained that, oh, it's just a trick of the light formation that makes it look like a face. But I seen the movie, and that face opened up, and there was aliens inside. But anyway, so far...
what movie? I don't remember that movie.
Mission to Mars. You got to see Mission to Mars.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I saw that movie.
That's a good movie, actually. So far we looked at the idea of aliens visiting ancient civilizations on Earth, but what if the favor was returned? A recent NASA photo taken on the planet Mars shows what looks like ancient hieroglyphs carved into a rock. While we can't be sure what the marks are, it certainly has enthused ancient alien believers who claim that there is more to it than what just meets the eye. So, I have seen these pictures. You know, I do not have them posted. I wish I did have them posted, but there are some very compelling things that they say in nature, there are no right angles and there are no spheres, like perfect spheres.
That's not true.
I mean, these things are metallic-looking round spheres.
There might not be any metallically, but I mean, I've seen stones that have been polished round by, you know, erosion, and they're definitely kind of right angles. I mean, think about, like, shale off the top of my head. I don't know who they are, but I'm just saying. Like, things like shale, they break off in perfect right angles.
There is... I do have, well, I guess you can't, I can't do anything with these photos, but anyway, I'm looking at photos right now, and if you just, like, Google anything that says, you know, structures on Mars or whatever, you'll see some very compelling photos that, yeah, most of them can be explained with, that's just formations due to wind and water that once was on Mars, but, some of them look a lot like stuff you would see in Egypt or some of the ancient cultures around the world. So I'm a firm believer that there was something there at one time. I can't say there was Martians and Marvin wasn't there.
was there a little like Roman helmet left behind?
I'm going to blow up the earth. But you know, I really think that there may be some weight to some of that. That's all I will say about it. I'm not going to say I believe that, whatever. Yeah.
Karen in the chat room says that wombats poop in cubes. So there are right angles.
I am happy. Maybe next time we'll freeze them and use them in one of my drinks. I don't wombat cube stew. I don't know. God, wait till our next tarot card reading. I'm getting her. So
she's going to get you because she's going to pull the death card. You're like, I'm sorry. You talk bad about the reader. You's going to go down.
Yeah. Anyway. So, do we need to go break or do we?
Yeah, let's take a real quick break as soon as I can find the button.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a button. I was going to try and find a button about aliens, but
it's the big red one.
Thanks. On the right. It's actually not. It's green. But more importantly, my mouse kind of disappeared off the side. This is like a technical difficulty day, man. Holy cow. What the hell is going on? All right. Well, you listen to the Shadows Radio here on the Power X Radio Network.
Everything paranormal. Para X.
Explore the darkness. Find out what goes bump in the night. Did you hear that? Did you see that? What's that bright light in the sky?
Oh, we certainly need to investigate.
Calling all witches and sensitives.
Explore the paranormal.
With host
Shauna
and Vicky
from Geeks Paranormal.
Wednesdays
at 9 Eastern,
8 Central.
Let's explore.
On ParaXRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Shadows Radio here on the Para X Radio Network. I finally found the button.
Yay.
I'm still Rebecca.
I'm still Bill, I think.
I think. And we have been abducted by the aliens, or as my five-year-old says, the aliens.
Aliens.
Aliens, yeah.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah, my little aliens.
Well, just a little abridged version of what we've covered so far. You know, starting in the ancient ruins of Egypt and Pumapunku and, you know, lots of theories flying around. I mean, you can go alien conspiracies from the beginning of time to the present day. Yet we have not seen a UFO land on the White House lawn.
That is true.
I mean, I don't blame them. If they are an advanced culture, they're probably looking at us going, no, not today. You know, so... But otherwise, still lots of theories. And do they exist? Were they here before? Did they help us in some way? Or is this all just blown out of proportion and we are alone in the universe? That's up to you. The chat room's open. You can, you know, comment. You can tell us that you've seen an alien. You are an alien, whatever. But anything would be, you know, helpful. How's that?
We're all about helpful. Rain's got a lot of conspiracy theories about aliens that he's been throwing in the chat room while we've been talking.
Well, that's cool.
You want me to read some of them for you?
Sure, why not?
All right, let me scroll back up here. Mm-hmm. So it says, aliens developed Egyptian civilization, built the pyramids in Easter Island. We talked about that. Stonehenge was actually built as a landing platform for the saucers.
Right.
Aliens infiltrated all governments and control the path of our society to make us more docile and susceptible to alien manipulation.
Yeah, that's a stretch, but yeah.
Damien says Antarctica has a meteor buried deep that has its own gravitational pull. It might actually be what took out the dinosaurs. Rain again says aliens are responsible for global warming, slowly changing the climate so it's more habitable for them. Aliens introduced us to plastic, knowing it would be the downfall of the human race. Damien says Adam and Eve were actually aliens sent here from a dying planet. Their ship impact is what wiped out the dinosaurs. He also says we didn't go to the moon. It was filmed on Area 51. Rain says that's because aliens taught us measurement and then erased it from our minds, which they were trying to talk about how we went to the moon with a computer with less memory than a calculator. So why couldn't they? Why couldn't humans have built the pyramid? And they're saying, well, because aliens taught it to us and then erased it. Rain says we relearn in our dreams, which is what the alien masters want us to know. Then there's a conversation about what you are and are not learning in your dreams. Let's see.
I just watched a show on the alien implants.
Then we got into wombat poop, and then, yeah.
Wombat poop, yes. Of course, that's alien related. Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. So I just brought you up to...
Bring you up to date. That's what our chat room's about. Your beliefs are your beliefs, and, you know, who knows? Someday they can be proven. Then that's the whole point. We need hard evidence, you know. But anyway, so we'll follow Rain to Stonehenge. Stonehenge was one of the UK's most unique and mysterious architectural wonders. Has long baffled experts on how exactly it was built and for what purpose. The circle of ancient stones has been long associated with ancient alien theories, one being, of course, the aliens constructed it as an used as a landing pad for alien spacecraft. There you go. So
there you go.
No real reason for that we know why it was constructed, other than people think it was just a place where they worship the gods, the sun gods, because they are in alignment and, you know, with the solstices and, you know.
But
so who knows
if
why.
You're going to build... Anyway, I was having a clothing malfunction. If you're going to build a landing pad, like... I would think you would pick a more solid structure. Like, there's plenty of cliffs in England. There's plenty of, like, very st- sturdy stone outcroppings in, you know, a lot of the Highlands area of, like, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you make them build this kind of relatively flimsy, like, toothpick structure with some blocks for you to land on? Like, why wouldn't you pick a more solid structure?
Well, they can land anywhere. So, I mean, you know, they got landing gear, I guess. I don't know.
I'm asking a question.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. That is a question. That definitely is a question. But, yeah, so that's another mystery.
Okay.
Yeah. So, back in, I guess it was late summer, we talked to Eduardo, let me get his last name right, Valdivieso, is that correct? You know him very well.
Valdivieso, yeah.
Okay, who lived in Peru. So we talked to him about the Nazca Lines.
Yep.
Now, this is one of the ones that I was very intrigued by, and especially when he talked about it, that the Peruvians believe that these were lines to direct aliens, alien gods of what you want to call in ancient cultures, but they definitely believe in aliens visiting this planet. So the Nazca Lines of Peru, and you've probably seen them all over the, you know, all the shows if you're into any kind of alien shows, but hundreds of ancient lines, including those in the shape of animals, and what some to believe as aliens, can be found on the ground of remote Peruvian desert. The weird thing is, though, they can only be seen from a few hundred feet in the air, which is bizarre considering that these lines were created thousands of years ago, and thousands of years before aviation was supposedly invented. So some ancient alien theorists even argue that the lines have been used as a runway for alien aircraft, or that is a way, you know, like a way for ancient people attempting to make their alien contact. Which, if you ever seen pictures of them, and all you have to do is Google Nazca Lines.
And yes.
To this day, they are finding more as the sands are being blown away. You know, you have the alien, or the they call it the Martian man, mm-hmm. who looks like
looks like an alien.
Well, not just an alien. He looks like a spaceman. He looks like he's got a space suit on. And that will go to something else that I want to talk towards the end of the show. But, you know, the hummingbird, the spider. I mean, there's so
many. Yeah, I mean, when we had talked to Eduardo, that was almost a year ago now.
Wow.
We had said they had just discovered another 114 lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like they spent a lot of time.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Building these idols to the sun god, like, to the sky gods of whatever, you know, whatever they thought could see them, because I'm pretty sure they didn't make them for themselves.
Right. Well, they were saying, some people were saying they were for agriculture or channeled water. I'm like, really? Come on.
I don't know anybody who makes a aqueduct in the shape of a turtle. Like, it's just not.
Exactly. So it's why and how. I mean, really, how? I mean, they had to be brilliant to be able to make pictures that large to that scale in the sands to, you know, even if it was just to worship their god without them knowing anybody was coming down or, you know, aliens or whatever. But it is incredible. So, yeah. Anyway. This one I have no idea how to pronounce, so I am going to really screw it up. But the ancient Indian temples of, Vijayanagara.
You want to spell it?
Vijayanagara.
Okay.
Anyway, it's an intriguing alien-like images carved on its stonework. This includes depictions of images of people flying and alien-like figures. One of the ancient alien theories is that aliens visited this ancient Indian culture, and as a result, the people depict their interactions on their temples. Another is that the temples were used to harness cosmic energy between aliens and people. So I can't even tell you how to Google that one because I can't even spell it correctly. But the picture is intriguing. And that's going into your South American cultures, like the pyramids of Chichen Itza, which is the Mayans. So and these ones are really cool, but the ancient Mayan pyramid complex in Mexico has been long linked to ancient alien visitors. Some people they believe that the city was visited by aliens who helped build the pyramids and use them as markers for landing their space vessels. Another theory is that they emit powerful energy beams that enabled ancient Mayans to communicate with the aliens. Yeah, I guess I can see that, why they would believe that, put it that way. I can't see that it's actual done, but, you know, these temples were built for their gods. The question is, what were their gods? Were they aliens, or were they, you know, just the sun god, the god of water, the gun, whatever. Whatever their god might be.
Mm-hmm.
We worshipped everything back in those days, you know. We probably have pizza worshippers today, but you know, so that stands to reason why somebody would say conspiracy wise that these were built as markers for aliens to come to down to Earth. But like in places like the architecture in the Museum of Iraq, there's all kinds of, figurines and depictions of non-earthly beings, I will say. I'm not going to say aliens. The same as in the walls of the pyramids of Giza or the pyramids in, in Mexico, cave paintings with elongated skulls. That are towering over the people of the indigenous people. So somewhere along the lines, these people have, their gods have what we would think to be alien features. And maybe that's where we get the thoughts of alien features coming from the older depictions of them from ancient cultures. I got one up right now, and this is something that's really always gotten my interest, is the depiction in the Aztec nation of the spaceman. They call it the spaceman. It is a face of a person with looks like a breathing apparatus and a helmet on and a spacesuit. And this is carved into the walls of an ancient pyramid. So where would they get that idea?
So let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Do you think imagination just happened recently? Do you think science fiction is fairly new and fantasy worlds are just for, terrible people to write Game of Thrones scripts?
I don't.
So why couldn't somebody in ancient whatever look up at the stars and say, wow, it'd be really great if I could fly up there? I probably need a suit of some kind. Well, they probably wouldn't say suit, but they probably say clothes of some kind, and they developed something in their head.
I would believe that until you see the similarities to what is actually real now. I can understand, they didn't know that space didn't have air. They just thought if you flew up, you would go somewhere, go to a star.
Well, so let me put you this way then. We don't know what happens when you go through a wormhole, generally. We don't know what happens on the other side. We know you go in, you get sucked in, and we never see you again.
A worms crawl in, a worms crawl out, a worms play the knuckle on my snout. Okay, sorry.
Okay. No, seriously, we don't know what happens in a wormhole. For the most part, we know basic theory, but that's about it, right? But that has not stopped hundreds of science fiction writers from creating, this is what happens when you go through a wormhole. And one of them probably is right. It's probably the one that says you get, you know, ripped into a million pieces and never seen again. Right. However, you know, at the same time, one of them postulates something happens when you go through a wormhole. Some of them say time travel. Some of them say you just get shot to another part of the galaxy. Some say you get shot to other galaxies. You know, so there's a thousand different what happens when you go through a wormhole. So somebody has to be right. Just statistically, somebody has to be really close.
Right.
But they made it up. So does that mean 1,000 years from now, when we finally figure out what happens when you go through a wormhole, they're going to dig up, you know, love on a rocket ship and say, oh, look, Susan Atwater, the third Millicent face here, just said that, you know, that when you go through a wormhole, you spin around 3 times and you go through the flying orb of Jupiter. And that's exactly what happened. So she must be from the future.
Well, I understand where you're going to on that. But the compounding...
Don't make fun of Millicent Atwater future face.
The compounding evidence within these ancient cave structures are just... I mean, the Incas had a golden... They found a golden... plane. It looks just like an airplane. And it was made out of gold, and it's a figurine. So somebody went ahead and built this thing as a replica, a scale model, and it flew. Huh?
I don't know. Apparently our sound just dropped out. I don't know what happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we there?
We're here. Thing's bouncing. I don't know.
Anyway, how about the moon?
I don't know how long our sound was out, so I don't know if they heard my really great conversation that we just had about everything. Yeah,
I know. It was great. It was revealing.
It was the best conversation we've ever had, and you all missed it. You should all feel terrible. I don't know when you caught it.
Anyway, dark side of the moon theory. Ancient alien structures on the dark side of the moon that our government and NASA is not, you know, revealing. But as for the theory, NASA images of the dark side of the moon show square-shaped rocks and structures and are a main reason why people believe that the moon is hiding such alien secrets, apparently. These structures look like abandoned buildings that were once inhabited by aliens years ago. So, you know, you have the dark side of the moon theory that it was inhabited by an aliens or still is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Okay.
It's the darks. Oh, we actually got a complaint here.
Uh-oh.
We got a complaint from South Carolina that they're very disappointed that you did not mention the Anunnaki, which I probably just butchered, but...
Yeah, we have an hour, but yeah. Yeah, Anunnaki people, yes, believe that alien visitation... And they were taken, basically, that whole people disappeared off the face of the earth. And some say that they were children of the gods and they were taken back, you know what I mean? So, and then, of course, you know, their speculation that we are the children of ancient aliens. So our DNA is totally built upon empty spaces, and we have spaces yet to fill, and that they will be filled by aliens.
All right, so I have to tell you this. I know that you're being totally serious and that you love aliens and this is your thing. No, legit. Okay, so every once in a while I get free books off of, you know, different things, right?
Right.
And so I got this one book. It's supposed to be this light, fluffy, no big deal, kind of like a chick lit. That's what they call, like, the, you know, romance-y story, but not really like a romance novel. It's what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Like Starman?
I guess, but okay. No. So this one, the entire series, and there was like 27 books in the series, but I only read the first one, revolved around a pair of time-traveling aliens whose job it was to literally go to one century, grab a person, drag them to another century where their match was, and drop them off and make sure that they fell in love. But don't tell them anything. Just literally, like, kidnap them, dump them in the new century, and just leave them there. Don't tell them why they're there. Don't tell anybody that they're, you know, from the future. Literally just dump them there and then hope for the best. And if they didn't complete their mission, then the world blows up.
See, I believe that. Yeah.
So
there's some old pictures showing, like, in the 20s of, like, group gatherings, and all of a sudden there's a guy in a modern leather jacket with, you know, Oakley sunglasses on and a cell phone in his pocket.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
In the back of the crowd. And you're like, where'd he come from? So,
all right.
You know, that's totally true.
Well, we'll cover the Sumerians and also the time travelers and this great book series that I told you. And yes, Rain, it's chick lit, like chick literature, just so you know. So anyway, we're out of time. Hope you guys learned something about aliens. And Bill, I promise if you write more, we'll have another day. We'll have another alien day. How's that?
Well, can I ask you one more question?
Real quick. You got like 2 seconds.
Oh, nah, forget it.
All right. Well, as always, I'm Rebecca.
I'm Bill.
And we'll see you in the shadows.